We will not stand for this sham, and we're leaving this chamber, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
That's House Minority Leader Danny Short walking out with 15 other Republicans as Democrats tried to blame them for tens of millions of dollars of potential cuts to senior centers, fire companies, and nonprofits. Just minutes before, Democrats held a 10-minute-long committee hearing without public or legislative comment on their proposal that would stick upper-income earners with higher taxes to restore part of the cuts. With Republicans leaving their seats spinning during the roll call, the 25 Democrats didn't have the 31 votes needed to pass the bill. House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf and other legislative leaders attempted to hammer out a deal during most of the session, but talks collapsed in recent weeks.
We tried to double rate for 5 months, and we were this close to doing something positive in this building when they chose to turn around and walk away.
Earlier in the day, the GOP delivered their final offer, raising personal income tax rates across the board and leaving itemized deductions in place, but having it expire after a year. It also sought a handful of systemic spending changes Democrats say they're on board with and prevailing wage changes they oppose. Governor John Carney and other Dems quickly rejected it. When asked why he thinks Democrats tried to cram such a late-night proposal through, Short says,
I think they've been embarrassed by the fact that they haven't been able to run this government effectively.
He says he will introduce his own grant and aid bill with this year's roughly $46 million price tag later today. Lawmakers have yet to pass an operating budget and could have a long night ahead of them if they fail to reach a deal. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.